Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Just another wonderful day in somebody's neighborhood. I don't know whose, but somebody's having a wonderful day in their neighborhood. Listen, I have another great guest lined up. I'm not sure if they've hooked up with my guest or not yet, but we will find out. I will bring my guest on after the first break if we get to connect. Anyway, listen, I want to give you some information. 877-488-5350 is the number to call if you want to call into the show this morning, 877-488-5350. I finally found my piece of paper I was looking for with this information on it. Listen, Officer Jack McClam's book, Operation Vampire Killer, 2012. You can go to my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There's all kinds of information there right on the main page, front and center in the middle on that scrolling thing I've got up there that has a lot of different podcasts featured, but there is information for Officer Jack McClam's book, 208-935-7852. If you want the number to call to get that book, 208-935-7852. They are on the West Coast, so that just a reminder, a Pacific Standard Time for them. Get involved purchasing that book. Let them know why I sent you. Send some money back to RBN, and it's a win-win situation for everybody. And isn't that kind of the idea? Isn't that the idea? Win-win for everybody? Anyway, listen, now, I have a lot of good information on my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there, check it out, start reading, listen to the podcast, go to some of the recommended websites I have up there. I shall return in 3 minutes. Don't change that dial.
Hey, Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Broden. How are you today? Listen, my guest this morning is Karen Schoen. She is with the Agenders, which the group is called that because they want to end the agenda. And we know what agenda that is. It's the one I talk about here. 99% of the time, the guests I bring on are all talking about some aspect of UN Agenda 21. Karen Schoen is down in Florida with a bunch of other freedom fighters down there, as well as other areas of the country. You know that. Fighting against UN Agenda 21. I want to welcome Karen to the show this morning. How are you there, kiddo?
Well, thank you so much, Maggie. What a pleasure it is to be on your show. And yes, our group is called the Agenders. We are Americans Against Agenda 21.
And tell me. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we define ourselves as Americans because we are the largest group of free people in the world that no one can divide.
Absolutely. Listen, I've got AmericanFreedomWatchRadio.com for one of the websites to get information on you as well as your radio show. But what's the other website? Agenda 21?
It's Agenda21Today.com. It really goes to the same place now because rather than trying to do two websites that were very similar, I combined them into one.
Okay.
And our other website is called AmericaIsMyName.org. And that website is designed to show people a lot of the history that is missing from our education and to bring people back to what America really means, what it stands for, and what we are about, that we will no longer allow divide and conquer tactics. On that site, we must all consider ourselves Americans and stop using adjectives that we are able to be divided by.
Okay. I'm going to link to all of Karen's websites up on mine under the tab entitled Podcast, so look for them. And, you know, it's typical of strategies used by these communists, and they really are communists, communitarians, whatever you want to call them, fascists, socialists,
all
to divide
isms.
And conquer. Yeah, all the isms, right? To divide and conquer people by labeling them. They're not interested in a free exchange of ideas. They're not interested in ideas. They're interested in dictates to people. You're only allowed to think one way, and if you think outside that box, well, you're automatically labeled something. Hater, racist, bigot, anti-Semite, xenophobe, homophobe, white supremacist, blah, 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 on and on and on and on and on. I mean, the list goes on. For the ways that they label people because they have disagreements or differing opinions or different ideas, it doesn't make any difference what it is.
No, it really doesn't. And what they do is they don't recognize an individual because to them individuals have no meaning. You are only as good as what you can produce for the state as part of a group. And when you read Agenda 21, you begin to realize that these communities, these sustainable developments, sustainable America, what they're doing with the schools, they're creating if you go back and look in Russian history and look at the old Soviet city-states and their career cluster schools, everything is modeled after that. So you will then have a city-state or a city or a sustainable development, and that area might be considered the industrial area, and they're going to build things over there. And then you might have another city-state, and that might be the engineering area. So everybody who's engineering is going to live in that area. And then they're going to create the schools using the phony idea of choice, because that's their biggest thing, to go after the Republicans. They want you to buy into the fact that we need choice in schools. Well, we don't need choice. What we need are real schools that teach factual American classical information. If they would fix
absolutely.
The curriculum, we wouldn't have to spend all of this money on charter schools. But again, that's not the goal. The goal is to make us spend money. So you gotta, you know, you gotta kind of think in their box when you read their information. What's their goal? What's their motivation? What's behind the scenes? What are they really thinking, trying to accomplish?
Well, you know, it's very difficult because we have been so placed in these boxes for decades and decades and decades that any new information that comes in is like bringing sunlight into someone who's lived in a box their whole life and they've never seen the sunlight. So when you tell them these things, they think that you're nuts. You're a wacko, you're an extremist, because they've never seen the sun. They can't believe that the sun actually exists. And that's the same with the information that's out there and available. It's just a lot of people don't know where to look, and they think you're crazy. I have a friend who is, I'm going to say she's probably around 67 or so, 68 years old now. And I was trying to tell her last year about UN Agenda 21, and in her mind, she said, well, every generation has their fight, their struggle, their cross to bear, if you will. And I said, well, this is a whole lot different just every generation's struggle. But to get that message through, Karen, is like pulling teeth. yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, the good news is, Maggie, the truth is a wonderful thing, and once you learn it, you can't unlearn it. And that's really what this is about. You have to be willing to say and recognize something is wrong. Okay, now you've got the thing, something is wrong. What is wrong? Well, I tell everybody, you know, when you read Agenda 21, to on the top of the page where you're going to put notes, write money, power, control, because that's what this is all about. And then when you begin to read Agenda 21, you can read a sentence and go, oh, that's how they're going to control us. And then the next sentence, you know, you can go to the next, well, that's how they're going to take all our money. And then you can go to, you can actually fit their goals right into what their writing are if you know what the goals are. So it's very important to understand that all of this environmental, hype and garbage is exactly hype and garbage, and it was never designed to save the environment. What it was designed to do is inventory and control people, because to them, people are human capital necessary to perform the functions of the state. So
that's a way
we ought to read that, what they're giving us.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just like how they've changed the what used to be the personnel department became these different titles. So human resources and I'm trying to think, there's another name that they refer to it now to as well. But it used to be the personnel, which would imply a human beings.
An individual person, a human being. They model everything that they do after the old Soviet model, and we all know how that worked out. That worked out really well. So what are they doing? They're recreating the same disaster over again, because their goal is not to help the environment. Their goal is not to bring food to indigent people and help people that have disease. No. Their goal is money, power, and control, and then how are they going to do that? How are they going to accomplish the control part? Well, to them, there's too many people on the earth, because there's only about 10,000 of them, and there's several billion, you know, 5-6 billion of us. So what are they going to do? Well, they're going to come and they're going to say, Maggie, oh my goodness, we must help the people in Africa, in whatever, in anywhere in the world. We've got to help them. They show pictures late at night, $19, feed a child, all that kind of stuff. When you realize and you look at what is going on in Africa, what is going on? Well, the closest neighbor we have is Haiti. We gave $2 billion, with a B, to help the people in Haiti. Where is that money? Why are the people still living in tents and huts? Because that was never the goal. The goal was to collect the $2 billion. Yeah. So you gotta kind of look past what you as a logical human being would think of, and think emotionally, outside the box, how will they put in place money, power, and control, because the real goal is to eliminate the American middle class.
Yep. It's funny you mentioned foreign aid, Karen, because I was just looking at something yesterday, and it was a woman in the UK in their socialized medicine system who has cancer, and she had gotten called into a radio program where the leader of the nation, I can't think of his name now, escapes me, Cameron, I can't think of his name. Anyway, he was on there, and she said to him, well, you're sending all this money to, and I don't know what country they were sending it to off the top of my head. She said, I've got cancer, I can't get treatment. You know, charity should begin at the home. And he said, well, you know, we have to help all these other nations. We can't ignore these other nations and help all of our own citizens. Well, I'm a real fan, Karen, quite frankly, of charity does begin at the home. And how could you justify not helping the people in your own nation first before you even extend it beyond the borders of this nation? But, I mean, that's the con, you know, that this woman
that
has to die.
Yes, yep. That's it. That's the con. So you have to – the hardest thing for all of us to recognize is that everything that's happening is built on a lie. I mean, that one was the bucket of ice water with ice cubes coming from the Arctic dropped on my head when I said, oh, my God, everything we're doing is based on a lie. Based on lies. It's all smoke and mirrors. Now, why is it smoke and mirrors? Then you go back and you read their words. And let's pick somebody we all know, Ted Turner. What did he say? Well, the earth should have no more than 500 million people. How is that going to happen? Well, they're not going to come out and shoot several billion people, but man, if they had a few disasters, if they had a few plagues, if they had a few famines, a lot of people would die. And then they would have less people to control. So what do they tell you and I? Oh, my God, there's not going to be enough land for the people.
Absolutely. Hang on, Karen. We're going to hit a break. 3 minutes, everybody. I'll be back with my guest, Karen Schoen, from Agenders, Agenda21Today.com. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hi, everybody. We're back. Aaron Schoen with Agendas is my guest this morning. AmericanFreedomWatchRadio.com, Agenda 21. That's the number 21 today. .com and America is my name.org or American. Is it American or America?
America? America is my name. We should never forget. We are Americans. We should never forget America. And that's what this president is trying to do. Imagine the accomplishment of going to Mars and no one in the administration made a comment. Their goal is to diminish America and to diminish our capabilities and all of the wonderful things that we offer to humanity. Because they cannot have a role model for anyone else in the world to look at and point at and have others say, I want to achieve that. So they diminish it.
Absolutely.
Do you remember way back when, and I'm sure everyone has seen photos of the first landing on the moon and how America celebrated and what we did. Imagine that accomplishment going unnoticed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think John Kennedy right now is jumping up and down and saying, what is wrong with my old party? What is wrong with my old people? Where are the Americans? And that's what really this is all about. They are trying to take away our heritage. They play upon our goodness. They use the things that we want to do to promote man against us. And that's how they get these wonderful programs in place, by telling lies and telling half-truths. And we, as Americans, have to be smarter than that. And when I talk to people now and they say African American, Black American, I say no, American Black, American African, because America is the largest group. If we were all Americans, nobody could divide us.
Well, it's been a great strategy and it's worked. And then if you point those facts out, if you point these things out and how it's used, this whole push for multiculturalism and everything, is used to divide and conquer, well, then you're racist, hater, anti-Semite, homophobe, xenophobe, bigot, white supremacist, you know, on and on and on and on and on. But people don't realize, I mean, what they've set up here really with this whole UN Agenda 21 crap is like a Potemkin village, Karen.
Yes,
you know, everything's
exactly.
Going to be just wonderful.
Exactly, exactly. Here's your utopia. Here, oh, everybody's going to have the same thing, and all the animals are all going to be equal to people. Think about that. You know, think about that. Their ideology is that nature and man, nature is supreme to man. Think about that one. Nature is more important than man. So I'm going to challenge all of our listeners to go like I did this morning when I read that, and I got up and I looked at my cat and I said, make me breakfast.
Yeah, there you
We're
go,
We're equal,
right?
Do your job. Well, it doesn't work that way, folks. So it's absurd, but it sounds good.
Yeah,
so
it
They are the king of adjectives. And that's another neat thing that you can do when you're talking to them, is because they don't base anything on factual information, they have to use a slew of adjectives. So after they're finished talking, you can usually come back and say, well, now that you've used every adjective in the book, this is the fact, and you haven't addressed my question. And they look at you, because they can't address the question, because your question is based on the truth, and they have no knowledge of the truth. It's a very sad thing.
Isn't it, though? But we have been conned. I mean, it's the greatest con job, what's been going on for a hell of a long time. You know, I had found this website, and I'll have to see if it's still somewhere on my computer. It was a little like a cartoon kind of a drawing, and it was talking about bicycles, Bike America or something. I can't remember what the name of it was called. But on this website, there's a group of girls, and they're dancing, you know, in this open-air environment, and then someone's walking their dog, and the train goes by, and people are riding their bicycles, and someone's hoeing a garden, and this is this illusion that they've created. When you look at this website,
now,
it's really rather comical.
Think about this, Maggie. You're in Pennsylvania. It gets real cold in Pennsylvania in the winter.
Yepper.
It's going to be fun on a bike.
I know, isn't it?
Now, Florida, we're in 100-degree weather right now. That's real fun on a bike.
Yep.
So the next
yep.
time somebody brings one of these programs into your community, tell your commissioner, well, you're going to take away his car keys, and you're not going to pay any expenses on his car anymore, because you'll give him a bike. See how he likes it.
Yeah.
They don't think beyond that spot. And you know, Maggie, the sad thing is that all of this has really started in our schools, because in order to change the mindset of a people, you have to change their thinking, and the only way that you can collectively gather groups of people at an early age is in school. So they actually, in 1985-ish, a woman by the name of Shirley McClune, and she was the senior director of the McReel organization. She was working under President Bush 41, and Bill Clinton was the president of the Governors Association. And good old Cheryl, she went to give the update of education. Now listen to what she said.
Hang on, Karen. Hold that thought, because we've got another 3-minute break we're going to hit. So before you get into it, and then I got to cut you off. Hang on, 3 minutes. We'll be back. Don't change that dial. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Everybody, we're back. This is Maggie Rodman. You're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My guest is Karen Schoen. Karen, go ahead, please, what you were going to say when we hit that break. Go ahead.
Okay. It's very important that everybody understand this is not a Democratic or a Republican thing. This is American. And this is a group of people that's over the Democrats and the Republican, and they are the ones that are dictating. And the reason why I told you about Shirley, because she worked under George Bush, and she worked with Bill Clinton. So there you see that connection. They changed the thinking of the schools. And she went to this meeting and she said, our future schools, our students, are human capital. Education's purpose is to train students to work. The purpose of education is to transform society from individualism to collectivism. Fact-based education is no longer the primary focus of education. Well, if that was done, which it was, in 1980, then we should not be surprised that our children are out holding signs and fighting for communism, because that's what they're being taught in school. And the school is the biggest place that you can propagandize and turn a person's thinking 180 degrees if you base your programming on values and use psychological manipulation in a predetermined outcome. So today what we have is called outcome-based education. And what that means is that the answers are given, and then you have to find values to reach that conclusion. I can't even call them facts because they're not facts. Now, normal thinking is you have your facts and you have your conclusion. This is thinking of, here's the conclusion, and now you create the facts to make that appear to be true.
There you go. There you go.
and that's what is happening. And if you look at, I started going back and watching some of the mainstream TV shows, because I after realizing all of this, you have to say, okay, well, how are they disseminating this and keeping it up? Because it's one thing when you leave school, but you have to continue and perpetually feed this misinformation, because it is misinformation, and there's no place to really go and check it. So now you can see on TV. I was watching one of these ridiculous shows, and I timed it. It started out with a dish commercial, and the first sentence was, when you get your cable bill and it's overpriced, you feel powerless. The key word was you feel powerless. Within the next hour following that commercial, the show that I was watching used that phrase 3 times. Now, what happens to that person when they walk away? They feel powerless because it's being reinforced. It's being reinforced through our media, through the things that we're reading. So now what we should be doing is playing the truth game, because if we know it's a lie, we know they lie, we know they say the opposite of what they really mean, we should be able to start watching these shows, pinpointing and looking, because what they do in these shows is they are preparing you for what you're going to be seeing in the future.
One, I want to throw something in here, Kieran. It made me think of all of this focus on bullies. And, of course, you know, bullies have always existed. But the purpose, I believe, is to totally try to eliminate natural instincts to wrestle around and that kind of stuff. Now, you know, the kid pulling the pigtails has now become a bully. Everything is a bully. White paper. In England, in one of the schools, they don't want the kids to write on white paper because white paper is racist. I mean, it's just bizarre stuff. But if you want to make someone powerless, then you tell them this kind of stuff. You tell these kids, everybody's a bully no matter what you do or say, you're a bully, you know, throw you out of school, that kind of thing. And then now I read something with, you know, making people powerless or ignoring things or correcting behaviors. Like, for example, I saw now where the Justice Department is involved with, you know, there's a higher incidence of black kids getting expelled from school for the behavior they exhibit. It's not because of the color of their skin, it's the behavior they exhibit. Well, now they've got to equalize it. It's unfair that they're being, you know, tossed out or suspended or whatever they're doing, you know, 5 days of we used to have to stay after school. I can't even remember what the hell it was called. But, you know, it's unfair. Instead of saying, wait a second, the behavior that they're exhibiting is the problem, it has nothing to do with their race. Well, we can't have that, so let's ignore these problems and just everybody's
got to
be.
Well, the goal is ignore the problem, put a Band-Aid. I consider Agenda 21 like cancer. And instead of taking the tumor out, we're now feeding it poison, which is your chemotherapy.
Yep.
So instead of saying, here's the cancer, it's this outcome-based education, race to the top, which in their overview say they want to create a global citizen. Well, how could you be an American citizen and be a global citizen at the same time? You can't. So America's going to go under the bus. Following international benchmarks. Where do international benchmarks come? International benchmarks come from UNESCO, UNESCO, United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization. That's where they're coming from. So already we have America being described by European socialists, so they hate capitalism, so what's going to be, you know, under the bus, what are the kids going to learn? Capitalism is bad. Now take a look at Congress. What's going on in Congress? How can you have a group of 500 people ignore the fact that our debt is $16 trillion and continue to spend money because they aren't being taught economics in school. So they have no idea. Our kids leave school thinking debt is great. The one with the most debt has the best leverage. The one with the best debt is the winner. Well, debt equals slavery because whoever you owe that debt to eventually owns you. And that's the subservient society that our education is guiding us into. Education, American history, civics, all of those things start at 1865 in high school. They've left out centuries of the reason why America came into existence, why America is great. We've eliminated all of that in our schools, and we're picking up the schools for our children at Reconstruction, which, of course, is the beginning of the progressive movement. So, you know, if we don't pay attention to what's in our schools, let's think about what Abraham Lincoln said. What's in our schools today is in our government tomorrow.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
So if we don't pay attention, and now is excruciatingly critical, get to those school boards. Get those new school board members to actually look at these programs instead of just putting them in because a dollar comes along with it. See, in America, we're so tuned into the dollar and the profit and how much am I going to make. So if I come to you, Maggie, and I say, I'll give you $1,000, go tell this kid that that horse is a cat, you'll do it.
Sure.
I got $1,000.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you mentioned all our congressmen and senators, their palms are all greased. They're all bought and paid for.
Exactly.
How does one go in with $100,000 in their bank account when they start out, if that, end up being a millionaire several times over by the time they end their career in Congress? How does that happen? Because it certainly isn't their salary.
No. Well, I imagine, and I don't know this for sure, but, you know, when you put the pieces together, I'm imagining I'm a new congressman. I'm going to Congress. I just came off of this election, and I'm, as you said, $100,000 in debt. And I'm sure what happens is somebody's going to knock on my door and say, gee, man, you're $100,000 in debt. Well, I've got this bill that I need to have passed, and I'm sure going to be happy to make a donation into your campaign if you'll make the if you will make sure that my bill gets passed. That's what's going on. So
yeah.
These people have no allegiance to we the people. Their goal and objective is to get elected the next year. We need to have people who believe in the people and believe in us as individuals and will carry that message. And if they don't get elected the next year, well, that may be. But that's not their career path. This was never set up. Government wasn't set up to be somebody's career path. It was set up as a temporary or control mechanism for the jobs that the government has, which is to protect the citizens using the Constitution. That's not, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to do that, and it doesn't take a year to figure that out. But they have to justify their existence. So they make up all these convoluted laws, and now we have obscure laws on the books that have been there for years and years and years, which are being used against we the people in rezoning, in endangered species, in wildlands projects and greening projects. All these things sound wonderful. But what are they designed to do? They're designed to take the person off their private land and take that land and put it into the hands of the government, because Agenda 21 and communism says that individual private property cannot exist. It must be used for the good of the collective. And that's a quote from Harvey Rubin, who is the Miami-Dade clerk of courts, who presides over people's property and has just stolen about 1,800 acres in a wetlands project, forcing people who have lived on this property for years to be kicked off their property by calling it, rezoning it, and calling it wetlands.
Yeah.
And that's going on all over. All over the country.
Yep, you could have a puddle in your backyard, and they could decide that that's a wetland now.
Yes.
So
yes.
It really...
And Maggie, they're taxing people for rain when it rains. Storm water runoff. They go around. They're using their drones. They get the aerial of the roof. They get the area of the roof, and all of a sudden you have a fee or a tax for that water that comes off your roof because it's going into the ground, and water is now a public government-controlled commodity.
Well, look at that, and I'm sure you've probably heard of this, Karen, but there's, you know, so many examples all across the country. That fellow in, I don't know, Idaho, I don't remember where, just went off to prison for 3 months because he had ponds on his property, and they claimed he was illegally collecting rainwater.
Yes.
I think it was Oregon, maybe.
I
don't
think
know.
You're right.
It doesn't matter.
It was. And, you know, when you think about the things that they say, they absolutely make no sense if you take them apart individually. And that's something that we are not used to doing. Because they have trained us into sound bites, and because they have trained us that you can't read more than three paragraphs, I love that. You know, say what you can, but you can't use more than three paragraphs because people won't understand it. What do you mean people won't understand it? Well, they don't train anybody because everything is training for a test. So on a test, you might have three paragraphs and then questions. So people are now trained that maximum they could handle is 500 words. If you can't get it in 500 words, their head explodes and they can't handle anything. Well, that's no, you can't research that way, which, of course, is the goal. They just came out in NASA and said that global warming, blah, 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 we're going to all die because of all of this global warming. And they went back 50 years and checked the temperatures. 50 years. The Earth has been around for hundreds of millions of years.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're in a
right?
cycle. It's cyclical. 50 years is less than a pin drop, not even a speck in the amount of time and the longevity of our history. How can you go back 50 years and make your claims on that? But they need those time frames.
Yeah.
So otherwise their programs won't make sense. And of course, what are we doing? Well, we're focused on America, which is going through massive heat and drought. And then go back and look in history. What came after massive heat and drought? Cold, ice age, mini ice ages. Where are we headed? Cold. Why do I know? Because they lie, and they're telling us it's going to be warm. So the opposite is going to be true. It's going to be cold.
Yeah.
And all we have to do is look at Europe last year. People froze to death. The president of Czechoslovakia was screaming. He said, these green energy programs don't work. My people are dying. They are freezing to death. Because what happens in an ice storm? Windmills don't work. What happens when it's raining and cloudy? Sun panels, solar panels don't work.
Yep.
What happens to the people? They die. Oh, that's too bad because we have to depopulate the planet because of overpopulation. So there's always an ulterior motive behind what the real motivation is.
Always.
Money, power, and control. And the fact that we have a group of congressmen, of legislators that allow these things to happen is mind-blowing until you go back and you say, oh my God, these people were educated in these public schools and this is what they're learning, and they're learning all of this control, control, control. We must control the people. We must control the people. And those people that we can't control, they'll die. So if we lose a couple of 100,000 people in an earthquake or a disaster or something, and they have, oh, the other one, the biggest one that is really my big fear is food control. Food control, folks. They are controlling our food because they're systematically closing our farms.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And what happened? People do look back again in history. go back.
Well, the Ukraine. All you got to do is look at the Ukraine. That's a perfect example.
Perfect example. What did Stalin do? He confiscated all the land, burned all the crops, shot the farmers when they tried to go on their land, shot the people when they wanted to go to eat, and he managed to kill off 40 million dissenters.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So we have to be prepared because we have to be able to see past that.
Hang on, Karen. We're going to the final break of the show. We'll be back in 3 minutes for the last segment. Don't change that dial. We will return.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Everybody, we're back. Karen Schoen is on with me this morning. Her website's agenda21today.com, AmericanFreedomWatchRadio.com, and the new one is AmericaIsMyName.org. We've only got a couple minutes left, Karen, so final thoughts before the fat lady sings?
I'd like to offer some solutions, because knowing the truth is only great when you share it. We say truth, education, and conversation are the enemies of communism. And what we have to do is learn the truth. And the easiest way to do that is to read their own words, read their own documents. So take your page, put money, power, and control, and then read Agenda 21, read the Communist Manifesto, read those documents. You will find something in there that you hate. Take that passion and turn it into your expertise. So if you see something in Agenda 21 that turns your stomach, then make that your passion. I made it education, because when I saw what they were doing to education, that was wrong. Now, once you have that knowledge, it's important now to move to the next step, which is conversation. And you don't have to do it in a massive way. You can do it small. You can do it individually, because the power of one is very powerful. You can take that education, create talking points, and then go out and talk to people. There's nothing wrong with standing online and saying, man, those gas prices, they're eating right into my budget. Boom, you have a conversation. Then you can give a couple of keywords, pick a couple of websites that you love, share it with the new person you're talking to. That one conversation, that person usually will turn around and talk to two to three other people. Think about the power of that. And then that will continue and continue and continue.
Well, I want to give you a perfect example of that. I have a friend who's 74 years old, and listen, if it's not on the main page of the newspaper, it doesn't exist, okay? He doesn't believe it no matter what you tell him. All right? He's really a stubborn old fart.
Well, that's what we learned, that the truth was in the news.
I've been trying to tell him, I've been telling his ex-wife, who they now live together, again, only for financial purposes, they both don't have a lot of money, and she's been trying to convince him, and he doesn't believe it, and she called me the other night, she said, there was something in the newspaper about eminent domain and what you were talking about, and now he's finally starting to believe what I've been telling them, right? But, you know, some people are very stubborn, so, you know,
Don't hit them over the head. It's not necessary to do that, because the most important thing that we have is the truth. And it's okay to say, when you're talking to somebody, gee, I don't know the answer to that, but let me go look it up. Because the power of intelligent people are powerful because they align themselves with the right people. So what I don't know, I have no problem referring to another person. So that gives you more power, because it's not just coming from you. Well, let me go check the expert. I'll go and get right back to you on that one. That's fine. That's fine to do that.
Listen, on that note, I got to cut you loose. We're going to Oz, Karen. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much, Maggie. It has been a pleasure. I really appreciate talking to you and your audience. Wonderful people. Learn the truth and use it.
Thanks. Listen, everybody, we're going to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, everybody, because we've got people like Karen Schoen in the world who are fighting for you, and I don't lose heart. Better days are going to come one way or another. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. I'll be back tomorrow. The sun's going to come up, so chin up, everybody. See ya.
Beyond the rain.
Somewhere over the rainbow.